What is up? Wow, we are coming to you live from my car.
Ooh, it's like, what, 100 degrees out too?
It is probably 100 degrees here in Las Vegas, but we just got kicked out of work.
So we have no air conditioning on, no windows open.
Nothing. We are
slowly suffocating.
Slowly just coming to a crisp. Baking in the car. We love that.
Love it. At least episode 18.
At
least the parking spot's covered, you know?
Yeah, I was like, we got some shade.
Could be worse.
You know, it could be worse. Could be a lot worse, but
but it's not great.
Yeah. So if we're sounding a little funky, that is, like I said, we are coming to you from my car.
So welcome.
Welcome back. Oh my gosh. Guys.
We've had like
playoffs.
It's been the longest fucking week of my life.
It's been a long Anyways, yeah, no, it's been a long week.
It's been fucking ages.
Did we record last week?
Yeah, we did.
literally feels like 2 weeks ago.
Oh my god, like, yes, we did.
I honest to god don't remember.
Remember because Florida got swept?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my god, RIP Florida. No, I honest to god, I don't remember that.
Oh my god, you kidding? We were at my house.
Yeah, it's been a long week. Guys, oh my gosh, we're in round three.
We finally
made it to round three of the playoffs.
It took fucking long enough.
It took long enough. We had, what, one game seven or two?
Two
game sevens.
Two?
I think.
Two, and then I think Colorado went to like a game like six or
yeah, that
or five or six.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Anyways, we're finally here.
Yeah. Okay, so RIP Calgary. That's right.
Literally ripped to the flames.
We recorded and Calgary hadn't been booted out yet.
Not yet.
So, okay, yes.
We were waiting on that.
I'm remembering. It's all coming back to me. Oh, man, no. I'm very bummed that they're out because I was really rooting for them.
I was pissed.
Specifically for their coach.
It was a Game 7 overtime loss. Like, it doesn't get much more painful than that.
Daryl deserved better.
Sorry, Panthers, but this hurts more.
Daryl deserved better.
But you know what he did deserve?
You know what he did get, you guys?
The Jack Adams Award. Thank God. Honestly, he's like a man of the people.
He really is. I'm so happy for him. I love him as a coach.
So good.
I'm like, you're so funny.
He's so good.
You're such a vibe. So anyways, I'm sad that
we
the Flames are booted, but love Daryl. Good old Daryl Sutton.
RIP to drunk Brady Tkachuk.
Yeah. We were cheated. We were honestly robbed.
It hurt.
We were robbed of more
it hurt.
What did they call it? Keeping up with the
what? Keeping up with the Tkachuk.
Yeah.
I thought you dead ass were gonna say Kardashians, and
no.
I was like, how is this related?
I was trying. Yeah, that's what I was trying to say. But
that's fucking funny.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Who else?
True.
Got
we
booted?
Were robbed.
Who else got booted?
Blues.
Yeah, Blues. Okay. Yeah.
Big yikes.
Don't really care about that.
No.
You're mad about
you
that.
You know,
though.
I'm bitter, but
hey.
The Rangers and Canes game 7 made up for it in
so many ways. True.
That's the one I truly care about, let's be honest. Because, so let's rehash the game 7 real quick. Just real quick.
Go for it.
Just Rangers and Canes. I really, at this point, I do not care about any other game, okay? This consumed my entire being for like a solid day. In Carolina, Rangers literally took it in a game 7 and it was so fucking crazy. But Ranta, the Canes goalie, towards the end of the second period was removed with, I think it's a groin injury.
Oh no.
And who had to go in but their rookie?
Oh no.
Tkachukov. I'm so sorry. I don't know your first name and I probably can't say it. But yeah.
Oh no.
Deadass. I think it was like 3 minutes left in the second and they're like trying to help him up like off the ice. They're the trainers out there and all of a sudden the camera goes to Tkachukov and you see him get up, take off the hat, and I was like, oh fuck. It's happening.
God. Oh,
in a game 7. And I think it was like a tie game at that point.
Yeah, it was. They were tied literally until the last like couple minutes.
No, they weren't.
Yeah, they were.
No.
You literally just said they were.
That was the second period.
Oh, you didn't say that.
I 1,000... Check the tape. I said second period.
You so didn't.
I so did. Because then Chris Kreider said, fuck you.
You said 3 minutes left. That was it.
No, I said in the second. Towards the end of the second. You dumb bitch. Yes, I did.
No, you didn't. No, but you didn't. You know what?
When
fine.
I edit this, I'm going to go ahead and put back in that I was right. So, you know, just, yeah, you're welcome. I was right. Get right. I can't wait to send it to you later.
Anyways, Canes are out. That's Canes pretty much out. The bottom story. It was fucking bottom line.
Beautiful. Statistically, did not expect it to happen, but now I am completely all in on the Rangers because their game one of the Eastern Conference Final, oh my God, it was like magic. Shesterkin made Tampa his bitch. Andre Vasilevsky was laughed off the ice. Chris Kreider was a fucking monster. The kid line is just unbelievable. Like, it was one thing after another. There were so many fights. Tampa was completely fucking embarrassed.
As they should be.
And at this point, and I put this on the Instagram, I am all fucking in on the Rangers.
Yeah?
I am all fucking in. The bracket's gone. It's just the Rangers now.
I'm pretty much just anyone but Lightning at this point. Like, to me, I'm like, I don't care. If it's the Rangers, fine, but whatever. Anyone but Lightning.
If it's the Rangers, I'm going to lose my shit. It's not fine. It's going to be amazing.
No. Abs and Oilers, though, has been really fun to watch.
I haven't watched it. I'll be honest, I haven't watched it.
Yeah. But, I mean, obviously, it hasn't been as, like, weren't there, like, 7 ejections in the first game with the Rangers? That's what you, like,
yeah,
texted me.
Yeah, so, and it was within the last minute of the game.
So, it hasn't been that exciting, but Abs are leading 2-0, and I'm just, like, over here thanking Jesus, because literally anyone but Kane, anyone but Evander Kane making it to the final thing, like, I really do not care.
Honestly, I fucking hate Evander Kane. I think we all know this at this point.
Oh, yeah,
and
we're
all doesn't? Who doesn't? The entirety of, like, the NHL Twitter is rallying to just destroy him.
Yeah, it's just Evander Kane.
Yeah, it really is. So, like... I can't root for the Avs.
Round three has definitely been really fun. Avs are leading 2-0 and Rangers.
We're only 3 games in. I'm so fucking pumped.
Oh, yeah.
Rangers and Tampa are starting again at the Garden in actually like 8 minutes.
Yeah, I was like, that's game on two. Really quickly.
Literally like right now. 7 minutes. Yeah. Excuse me.
7 minutes.
I can't do math.
Rangers are leading, obviously 1-0, so that'll be really fun.
It's going to be great. I'm so excited, honestly.
It's a damn good time.
And I may not sound like it, it's just the heat is actually getting to me, but holy fuck, man. They're just so good. The Rangers are just that good. Shesterkin is that bitch.
Yeah.
He really is. And all this talk about how, like, Rangers need to play against a real goalie. They'll get shown what's going on when it gets to Vasilevsky, and I was like, ooh. Fun. Shesterkin said
right.
Bet.
Yeah.
Shesterkin called game and won. So...
yeah.
Fuck Florida.
Yeah, I think I sent you this. I saw this, like, graphic online that was just, like, all of the, you know, these last couple of teams up against Lightning.
Yeah.
That are obviously, like, defending the cup and whatnot now.
Oh,
like,
I was so
2 years
sick.
In a row.
And I
thought
responded.
That was the coolest thing, but I was like, honest to God, anyone but Lightning.
What's funnier, too, is that obviously it's only the 3 guys and then the cup and the backup. Yeah. But I responded to it, and I was like, Shesterkin's coming for his neck.
Yeah.
Immediately.
Literally, Shesterkin, and he did.
Yeah, he did.
And
he will
point,
continue.
I'm not really, like, a, you know, massive Rangers fan.
You're gonna be.
Not saying that I'm...
You're gonna be by the time this shit's over.
Not a fan.
I'll make you one.
I am a fan, but just not, like, a massive one, but, like...
And then there's me, who officially decided that if they go to the final, I'm going back to New York for the final.
I really need them to win against Lightning. Like,
oh my
and
God.
I need it to be, you know what, honest to God, if they can do a clean sweep right now, that'd be great.
I would, dude.
I think we would all lose our minds.
Oh my God, I would lose my shit.
I would love to see
Knock
it.
Knock on wood, I would lose my fucking mind. I think the entire NHL would just implode on itself.
I also think it would be really funny if Avs swept the Oilers. And
honestly don't think it would be funny.
I think that would be hysterical. And then...
Not a fan.
Talk about this. Avs and Rangers in the final?
Who would have fucking thought?
How funny would that be?
How funny would it be if it was the fucking Oilers and Rangers in the final?
That'd be
hilarious.
I don't think anyone needs to see that.
I would love to fucking see it. Connor McDavid against Shesterkin. Let's fucking go.
That just seems like such a weird final matchup.
Dude, this whole fucking postseason has been weird. Rangers are in the final. But look what we're doing.
But that specifically, I'm like, wait a minute, no.
Dude, there's no rules anymore. I'm convinced. Every man for himself. It is Igor Shesterkin against the world. That's it. That's the tweet.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Ugh. I love it. But, yeah, I've been posting about the Rangers nonstop. If you saw our Instagram, obviously I took a video after the game one win. I literally missed four goals, excuse me, because I was in a fucking yoga class. Uh-huh. I come out, I caught the last 10 minutes of the game, immediately posted this video, and I'm sure you all remember our lovely little rants about being girl hockey fans.
Yeah, we're back to that.
Do you know how much fun it is?
We're back to this rant for just a hot moment.
Do you know how much fun it is to get a DM response saying that people must love your hockey knowledge because you post videos with your boobs out?
Which first not of all, even on,
so
not even
many
out.
Things to unpack.
Oh, wow.
So many things to unpack here.
So, yeah, in case you didn't know, based off of, like, the name or any of our information, we are girls.
Hi.
And we do like hockey.
We love hockey.
So if
and
that,
we also know our shit.
If that didn't clue you in to what this podcast is,
then what the fuck are you doing here?
I don't really know what the problem is.
What are you
is.
Doing here? And why is that the issue?
If,
first of all, for so many things. One, I posted a video excited about the Rangers. I was literally in a tank top for starters, okay? Second, it's literally anatomy. I don't know why this is your problem to focus on, but chill. Third, you're a grown man. What the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, like...
So, if I cover up, am I gonna seem smarter?
Yeah,
about hockey?
I'm so
Is that
sorry.
What's gonna happen?
I forgot to wear my parka today while I was
so
talking about hockey.
I'm sorry. Turtleneck was in the wash. I can't
so
help it.
So sorry. I'm so... Like, my bad.
I'm sorry that I know more about a sport that you don't know.
Yeah, then you do.
This dude's a baseball... I know this person. That's what makes it even funnier.
It doesn't even matter about, like, who knows
Dude
more.
Dude doesn't know jack shit about sports. Like, hockey specifically. So why are you attacking that, first of all, but also because I'm wearing a tank top?
And because you have boobs.
Literally.
I don't get it.
It is so beyond me that I've been laughing about it for a full day now.
There's so many comebacks that I, like, had ready. I saw this. Avery sent me a screenshot, and I had so many comebacks just ready. But, like, I don't want to stoop to that level. Because it's just like, hey, buddy, like...
I have no problem getting down to that level. Because, honestly, only thing I had to say in response was, you know, Bucci from ESPN loved my hockey knowledge. So, like, fuck you.
Yeah.
And you know what? He fucking did. So, I don't see an issue here.
I don't understand. I don't understand why this is still... It's 2022. I don't understand why this is still an issue with
like,
girls
why,
liking
Why are you so
sports?
Pressed that, first of all, yes, I have boobs, okay? That's part of it. Two, that I know so much about a sport that's pretty male-dominated.
So what?
What the fuck? Why do you have such a problem with it? I don't understand. It is completely beyond me.
On the flip side, have been loving all of the other, like, female-run sports accounts that I've been coming across on, like, TikTok.
I love it.
Instagram and Twitter. Even other, like, female sports-related podcasts that I've been finding. Like, granted...
Girl, shout out to No Game. Shout out to Saturdays and Seltzers.
Shout out to
we love
literally
y'all.
All of them because I...
Fuck yeah.
Just keep doing it, because at this point, like, the men are pressed, and I find it so funny.
It's a little funny. I'm not
going
to lie to you.
It's
hilarious.
I mean, hella shout out to the guys who actually, like, enjoy talking sports with females. Like, genuinely do. And
love you.
Not just in a mansplaining type of way. Like, you actually don't mind having a conversation with the opposite sex about sports.
Yes.
Major shout out to you guys.
Literally.
Because the rest of you guys that for some reason have an issue with my boobs being in an arena, you can fuck right off.
Like, I've said this before and I'll say it again. We're allowed to look cute and we're also allowed to know what the fuck we're talking about.
And again, if you have something to say to me about it, I will continue to make it your problem.
Oh, yeah.
Clearly my presence bothers you. Oh, wonderful. I can't wait to make it worse. I cannot wait.
It's so funny.
I will go full Valley Girl on your ass and just be the, oh my God, the epitome of, like, just annoying your day.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing against Valley Girls.
Honestly, I'm really good. I'm really good at ruining people's days. Yeah. So I have no fucking problem.
So I can't wait for the next one because, anyways, we've fully put this man on blast.
Of course we did.
We fully put all of this DM on blast.
I did block his name out just because.
Well, obviously that. Obviously. But he can see the story, right? Oh, yeah, we've posted it.
He knows.
Are fully putting this on blast because that's just so shitty. Like, who in their right mind thinks, let me say this to a girl. Were you raised right? Like.
No, he wasn't.
Like.
This is a grown. Dude's like. Honestly, almost 40
You're
right now.
A grown
I
man,
know this dude.
But, like, where is your mother? Because I have some
not
words.
Here.
I clearly have some words.
Dude, it's not worth it. Boy acts like a child all the time.
Clearly, some discipline in your youth should have been taken and wasn't. So, like, where is your mother? Where is your father? I would love to know.
And for those of you that know the full story, you know how much funnier it is. Honestly, because. I was called immature, 2 years ago?
Yeah,
by the same person. Guy. And now we're here. And
we you're kind just. Of being you're petty, but.
Oh, I'm petty as fuck, always. But now, that. 2 years after calling me immature, you're gonna come in and tell me I don't know shit about hockey because I have my boobs.
Yeah, because you have boobs.
I have a low cut tank top on. Sorry.
It's like.
I'm so sorry I offended you by knowing my shit. Coming out of a fucking yoga class. Excuse me. I will keep that in mind.
It's just too funny. At this point, like, it's just, it's funny.
It's just like, what the fuck, man?
You are embarrassing yourself.
You
by,
really are.
Like, saying that.
This
because,
dude's grown.
Like,
grown.
Are you not embarrassed saying shit like
he
that?
He fucking should be. He didn't say anything after I responded either. So I'm like, okay, clearly you know.
That you're an idiot.
Oh, he's so dumb. God bless him. He's so stupid.
The misogyny is so...
Bless his heart. He's...
So alive and well.
Yeah.
In all of this. So.
Bro, red flag was 2 years ago. I don't know why the fuck he's still going this direction.
I just... honestly, like, it's one of those things. This is probably so shitty to say. I can't wait for more. Like...
And the thing is with this dude, there probably will be.
Because...
What's even funnier, he doesn't even listen to this.
I want...
He doesn't... I reposted on my personal, that video.
I want to use all the comebacks that came to mind. And I can't wait for the next person to come across me and just test me on this. Because I will.
I will
make it your problem.
Oh, it's so fun.
I can't wait to use my comebacks. They're,
I love being a problem.
I might make a man cry. And I cannot wait.
I love being a problem.
I cannot wait.
It's so fun.
So that's the continuation of that rant.
Because we love being girls
in sports.
That's like,
what, part five of
girls
that
in
rant?
Sports. It's like part seven.
Yeah.
There's a fucking lot. I've lost track. There's just, I wrote down here, it's just part question mark.
Yeah.
No idea.
This
Too
rant
many.
Will continue. And I kind of love that for us.
Oh my God. Just wait until the Rangers get in the final and then I'll be back in New York. It's just going to go full blast.
Yeah. It's gonna be great.
Oh, I can't wait.
So, I have a fun fact for you.
Hit me.
I have a really fun fact. This year, with the 2022 Stanley Cup playoffs, a new record has been set.
Ooh. For what?
Empty net goals scored.
How many were there?
So.
No, I don't actually know.
I know. The previous record was 36 in postseason. 36 empty net goals.
Oh, just in postseason.
Yep. Just for postseason.
All right. Dope.
Now... Though, in 76 games, we've only done 76 games. Sure.
76 in postseason.
Yeah. So far, just this season.
I'm just going to say it went up into at least 50.
Oof. Okay.
Am I wrong?
You're a little high.
Oh, okay.
That's okay.
Oh, ambition.
Ambition. We love to see it. Hey, we're still not done. This record is still being
it's
set.
Gonna
now,
it's going to go up. It's going to go up. It's going to be in the 50s.
In 76 games so far in the postseason
this
year, there have been 41 empty net goals.
From 30, what? How much did it go up?
It was 36.
I thought you said 32, and I was like, Oh, fuck yeah. 9? That's awesome. I was like, wait a minute.
But postseason also isn't done yet. So that...
50s!
That is, so yeah, let's go for the 50s. No, but...
Honestly, it's gonna
also
be.
Then the record in regular season has been set as well this year.
Ooh.
So, before, in just the regular season, oh my gosh, I didn't write down the previous record. Anyways, that was set. I totally forgot. It was in the 300s, and that was in, like, 2018.
Okay. Cool.
The record this season was 477 empty net goals in regular seasons. So
fuck,
that's a new record.
Yeah, that's awesome.
This season, the NHL has seen its highest goals per game average since 95-96 season.
See, and that's crazy because so many of our teams have gone through such, like, dry spells in scoring.
Yeah. But also,
I would never have guessed.
But also think of how many games we saw where it was, like, nine goals, 10 goals, yeah. Like, all that stuff. Like, I think someone got
penguins.
To 11.
Penguins. Yeah. Penguins. Yes, yeah. They did. And I remember because it was my birthday.
So
penguins.
So, here's the reason why goalies are being pulled a
way
lot
earlier.
And I said this before last week. I think I was like, that goalie was pulled so fast.
It's starting to be, and I have noticed it more
soon.
And more. I've been noticing myself saying that more. Not even, like, in comparison to each other.
Like,
I've just been like, wait a minute, I feel like I just said that, and it's true.
And there were, like, a couple of years ago, they did do, like, an actual study on this, supposedly,
mm-hmm.
that the earlier you pull your goalie, the more likely that you are to score.
Interesting.
But
I kind of understand it.
The coaches have been talked to as well, and they're like, we don't go based off of statistics or any of that, like, stuff. We don't do that. So... they just do it all based off of feeling. They're like, no, I just am like, I want to pull my goalie, so I'm going to pull my goalie. Like,
is that why they're doing it now?
Yeah, they're like, they're not doing it based off of any study
really?
Or whatever. They're like, I'm just doing it because I want my goalie out of there.
See,
like,
and
what?
I would think that's honestly, like, they do it because they have a chance to actually legitimately tie it and they have more time to do that.
Nope. Coaches.
Weird. I would have thought there'd actually be a reason.
Gallant, he commented on this. He was like, yeah, no, I don't do that. He was like, if
no,
I
could, he doesn't.
Yeah. He was like, if I see that it's like, I don't know, 5-6, like, I might not pull my goalie until, like, a minute left. But
yeah.
If I see that it's like 1-1 and we're still, like, super late, then maybe I'll give it a couple more minutes. I'm
yeah.
like, what? Like, y'all just do
honestly,
it based off feeling?
Gallant makes more sense to me.
I mean, that was just one. They quoted
yeah.
a couple
oh,
other
so many
coaches.
People who don't make sense. But
yeah.
Gallant, like, I get it.
Yeah.
When you have a goalie like fucking Shesterkin, dude, yeah, honestly, leave him in as long as you can. But if you feel like you actually have a chance to tie it, that's when you pull him when there's
yeah.
not a lot of time left and just fucking ambush him.
I just think that's crazy that, like...
I love it.
There have been... And I think also, if I remember right, this... But, you know, I'll probably fact check myself next week.
Mm-hmm.
This has also been one of the highest, like, recorded... amount of people that have scored multiple empty net goals
oh.
in a postseason. Because there have been multiple... I think the last one I saw was only, like, 3 people that had done it in postseason.
Really?
Not like, in the whole history, but just,
yeah,
like...
Yeah, I'm just, like,
recently.
Thinking.
I think in the last Stanley Cup, I want to say, like, I think Nate McKinnon was the only one last season that
disgusting.
Only had, like, 2 empty net goals.
Disgusting.
And this season, like, multiple people have multiple empty net goals. So, I don't know. I thought that was kind of crazy, too. So, that's my little fun
yeah.
fact for your Friday.
I love it. Oh, my God.
Go,
these playoffs
goalies,
have been
I guess.
Off the fucking rails,
well,
man.
It's just the fact that I said that before. I was like, that goalie, because I think, we were watching Calgary?
Oh, God.
Oh,
I don't
remember.
No.
We were watching one game.
They all run together.
Yeah.
At this point,
I have no idea how to keep them straight.
Right.
I did say in one of the last episodes, it was like, that goalie was pulled way too fast.
It was like 4 minutes
so
left.
So early. Yeah. So... I don't know.
You know what game I think we were both talking about it, but I definitely said it for the Rangers-Canes game 7. They pulled the rookie. They scored, real early because they wanted to try and get at least one more, which I don't know. But Rangers got the empty net, and then they put him back in.
Yeah.
And I was like, you guys
See?
Had so much time. That was
I'm
so
saying,
dangerous.
These goalies are being pulled so early that it's like...
It's
I don't
weird.
Know. It's weird.
It stresses me out more for sure.
Oh
like if
my
you
God,
pull him
yeah.
with like a minute-ish, minute and a half, maybe two left and you're down by like one.
Yeah.
That makes logical sense to me. Yeah. But I don't like it, anything, but it makes logical sense because then you can just spend all of your energy attacking the goal.
Anything outside of that, I get stressed.
Oh, yeah. You don't like it.
I hate it.
Oh, you fucking hate it.
Well, I hate it when it's us doing it. I hate it when it's the Knights doing it because I'm like, or someone I'm cheering for. Because I'm just like, oh God, please don't.
You're like, for fuck's sake. I'm but like, at the same time, sake. You get the extra skater on. That's, I know. More, that's more energy towards right. The net.
Right. I get it.
You can't reason with it yourself.
No, I can't. In my head, I'm like, this is bad.
It's so funny. It really is. I love witnessing that.
I know. But yeah.
But it's not going to stop anytime soon. Rangers and Tampa just started.
Oh my God, yeah, they did. They're already, what, hopefully 11 minutes in.
I don't know. Depends on what time they actually drop the puck.
Well, I...
Maybe they didn't.
They have not dropped the puck yet. Who fucking knows?
They're at the Garden. They gotta, should be. They got to set it up. But it's going to be sick. Tomorrow is Oilers and Avs again. Honestly, my money is still on me not watching because as much as I love...
You hate both of them.
I hate there both is no, of them. There's it no... is a lose-lose situation. Yeah. And I said the same thing. If Tampa somehow manages to get to the final past fucking Shesterkin, it will be a lose-lose situation either way.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, that's no fun for me.
Yeah, I was like this... It kind of became not so much fun anymore.
I know. But, I'm like... Oh, well. David Perron, I was rooting for you.
Yeah.
Shesterkin, you still have my heart. The kid line is going to destroy Tampa. I can feel it.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be amazing. I think it'll be good. Kapo's going to come through.
This, yeah, definitely Rangers Lightning, I think, is our top
number
fave.
One.
Yeah, for right now. Avs and Oilers. I mean, for me, I'm like, all right, Colorado's leading. Let's keep it that way, I guess.
Yeah.
But, like, personally, don't really care. Because, I don't know,
it's a lose-lose situation. It's all, like, exactly as I said. I fucking hate Nate McKinnon, and I fucking hate Evander Kane.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
And you hate Tampa.
So I fucking hate Tampa. It is Rangers or bust. I am not kidding. I am all fucking in.
Yeah.
Let's go.
So I guess we'll keep it posted.
God, I know.
Good old round three.
It's going to be great. More it's going to be great. I can feel it. It's going to be so competitive. It's going to be 1,000 times better than the fucking battle Florida was.
Oh, yeah.
God, that was embarrassing. Oh, yeah. That was embarrassing.
Battle of the East Coast now.
Oh, well, literally. Yeah. But New York is going to kick some ass. I love it. I love it.
As always.
Of course. Yeah. But until next week, which hopefully we'll have someone moving on to the final by then. You know, time will tell.
Oh, my gosh.
Literally. Until next week, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. We are at @_hockeygirls.
Woo!
New episodes every Friday. And next week, we have someone that I love very much coming on the pod.
We have a guest again, you guys. I am so excited.
I've been making jokes about this all week.
We're going to
say it next week. But I've been making jokes about it.
It's super fun. I'll give you a... Can I give a hint?
What hint is it going to be?
But this person...
Yeah.
...has the same name as one of us. Okay?
Yeah, that's the best.
That's the only hint that you guys get. If you tune in next week, you will find out who
it is. I love
it.
I love it. I'm so excited.
We
do
that Zoom interview on Tuesday.
Yeah. So you guys buckle up.
It's going to be so much fun. I'm so excited.
With the series that's going on right now, it's going to be a really fun one.
Oh, yeah. So. Yeah. All right, well.
Stick around.
Make sure to subscribe and to give us 5 stars.
Yes.
If you don't, you are... I don't know.
You didn't have a comeback ready.
I didn't have a comeback ready. You are worse than the heat in my car right now, which is goddamn bad.
We are sweating. I'm not kidding. Like, it's
both.
I'm dripping in sweat right now.
Literally melting, worse than the Wicked Witch of the West right now.
It's so bad. It's so bad.
We're going to end this here.
We're going to wrap this shit up.
Hop in the pool and call it a day. That's hockey in the desert for you.
God, I know.
We will talk to y'all again next week.
Bye.